Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Divine Manifesting Show with Christy Whitman and Rebecca Grotto. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, how are you, Christy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing really
good.
Well. Yeah.
Good. Well, today on the show, we're actually going to talk about the holidays, and it's a perfect time, 2 days right before the holidays, because a lot of people start getting a little bit more stressed out around this time of year, whether it be all the extra stuff that people have to do with the cooking and the cleaning and the, you know, receiving guests, and, of course, the, you know, the extra added pressure of being around family. Sometimes, I know from my own self, my being around my family is amazing, and I love my family to death. There's nothing I wouldn't do for them, and vice versa. But after a few days, I get a very big dose of them in a very short amount of time. And all the things that you work on all year long to ground yourself, to be, kind of get into that very peaceful state, to feel, you know, that you're good enough and that you're doing good things in the world and all that kind of stuff, all the tools that we've used, it seems to like flip us upside down when we get around our family. So I wanted to discuss that today. So
wonderful.
Pardon me?
Wonderful. Hey, that's a great subject. Everybody collectively groaning right now.
Yeah, exactly. And callers, if you do want to call in, we have the second number, the second station number, so you feel free to call in, and you could get a free therapy and catch coaching session from Rebecca and I today. So we don't have a guest, so we welcome any callers that would like to call in and get some questions answered and maybe something that's been burning at you, something, you know, a question you might have about any of the laws. And specifically today we're going to talk about the law of allowing. And basically the law of allowing is, you know, really is just an amazing thing. You will really find a lot of freedom when you start working with the law of allowing. And what the law of allowing basically says is, you know, I am who I am, and as I am, you can be who you are, in a nutshell. Basically, you know, allowing people to feel how they want to feel, be who they want to be, have the opinions that they want to have, and not have it affect you. And it really is, really just comes down to that. It's allowing people the space and the freedom to be who they are. And sometimes, again, around the holidays, like when we get around our family and friends and, you know, maybe that crazy uncle that just absolutely pushes your buttons and drives you crazy, you know, when you are practicing the law of allowing, you really don't get your button pushed by these certain people because you can just allow them to be who you are. So it really is just a practice of surrender and coming to yourself and being centered in yourself. Do you want to add to that, Rebecca?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think for most of us, we're, you know, we love seeing our family and we love being around our family. But, I mean, I think most people who I speak to just talk about how incredibly stressful it is being around family members. And I think a big part of that is because, you know, our family members rarely allow us to be who we are. I mean, our parents have an expectation of who we should be, and you know, they sometimes, that's not in present time. I think they often have a very old picture of who we are and who we should be. And for many of us, we've outgrown that. We're very different people today. And coming back into the family fold, there's this pull to be who we used to be or who they, you know, think we should be. And so it can really grate against us. It can, you know, it's hard to be in the presence of people like that. So I think it takes tremendous awareness to maintain who you are and to, you know, move against that flow that everybody's kind of pulling you to be who you used to be or who they want you to be. And, you know, it's sometimes hard to be in the presence of that and to remember who you are and to stay very centered in who you are now, today. And hopefully, especially the people who are listening to the show, most of us are moving into our more authentic selves. So we've let go of all of those outer leaves of, you know, the funny girl, the party girl, the, you know, whoever we used to think we had to be in order to be accepted, and we're moving closer into our authentic selves. And so then we get into the family fold, and they're sort of working against that. They're pulling us back into being, you know, the good little girl or whoever it was, and it may not be who we know ourselves to be now. So I think it can be very stressful, and I think if for many of us who have children, oftentimes our families have those same pictures and expectations of how our children should be, and we can get very defensive around that too. It's like, you know, many of us have a much more free, accepting sense for our children. And so we can, you know, that's all we need to do is get around our parents who may, you know, have a different perception, and it can inflame us. So that's, it's always fun imagining those huge Thanksgiving dinners and watching everybody's issues come to fruition. So,
Absolutely. Well, I think what comes up for me, I know when I get around my parents, you know, I have worked very, very hard on myself, spent a lot of time, energy, money on myself to try to, you know, become more conscious, to become more authentic, to be more in my own personal power, you know, to just be who I am today, because I clearly am not who I was 10 years ago. I know we all grow and evolve and we all change and become a different person. But when you, you know, buy coaching programs and you get involved with personal development and really learning and discovering about yourself, there's an accelerated, almost quantum leap growth that happens. So many times I, you know, get so excited to be around my parents, and then when I get around them for a while, I see how clearly different we, you know, think. And my old MO was, well, I have all this amazing information. I'm helping, you know, clients all over the world and, you know, people through my books, and, you know, have this amazing information that I was handed down, that I applied, had amazing information, and I want to be able to share that with, obviously, the two people that I love so much, and that's my parents, and would get very frustrated that they didn't want to learn, or that they weren't able to learn, or that they didn't think that they even had a problem in order that they needed to change something. And the day that I got a lot of peace, and I still have this, you know, come up from time to time, is when I realize that, you know, they are who they are and they're not going to change, and I just have to love and accept them as they are. When I love and accept them as they are, there's no judgment. They don't have to be different than I think they should be, and I just get to be myself. And judgment really, especially when you're around family, just watch yourself how you judge those people that are in your family. And judgment really is, I mean, we've talked a lot about on the show about vibration and, you know, how some emotions can really drag you down. And when you are in the place of thinking with judgment, judgment only leads to a lower level emotion. And obviously, based on the law of attraction, you will attract more negative people, circumstances, situations to you if you continue to judge. If you are judging someone, you are basically attracting out of that person more lower level behaviors. But if you hold someone in a higher light and see the good in them, see their higher part of them, then you will then be attracting more of their higher self, and they will show you more conscious and evolved ways of being. So, but if you need to make everybody, if you're in a situation where you need to have everyone conform in order to feel good about yourself and your world, you will never experience this type of freedom. Because if you're saying, okay, well, she has to do this in order for me to be happy, or, you know, she needs to stop chewing her with her, you know, with her mouth full of food, or she needs to stop screaming so much, or, you know, whatever it is, you really have, it's the exact opposite of freedom. And the rest of the world cannot change just to make you happy. And, you know, it really is a place of being in bondage when you expect others to be the way you expect them to be. Basically, disappointment, the whole feeling of disappointment is having an expectation. It's almost like being where you are and then having an expectation of something happen and it doesn't happen the way you want it. Expecting someone to act and behave in a certain way and they're not. So it's like that gap between what's reality and what's the expectation. In between that is the disappointment.
Yeah, and I think on a very, you know, positive note is that, you know, we're talking about the holidays being, oh my gosh, something that's, you know, so difficult, and certainly all these issues that come up do make it, you know, a challenge, but I think on a very positive note, it's such a great opportunity to really work your stuff. I mean, you know, it's rich, it's a fertile ground. When you come home for Thanksgiving and you're with your brothers and sisters and your parents and your aunts and uncles, it's such a fertile ground to work your stuff, as you were saying, Christy. I mean, you know, you may have, you know, all these old hurts and wounds from the way your parents used to treat you when you were a child. Well, you know what? A great time to work them through is when you're face-to-face with them, or you may have this issue with your brother or your sister who never seems to see you for who you truly are or always finds a way to put you down or cut you off or whatever it is. It's like it's an opportunity to, you know, I think the problem is most of us go into the situation with this expectation that we're going to change them. I'm going to shut my brother down from, you know, mistreating me, or I'm not going to allow my parents to blah, blah, blah. And our goal becomes to get them to change so that we can feel empowered. And, that, you know, I got to say, that never works. It really isn't an effective way to do it. The better way to do it is to go in and really be so conscious and aware that, you know, when those arrows are coming at you, that you're really working within yourself to deflect them, to stay strong, to, and that doesn't mean that you're not going to, you know, be able to say, hey, that doesn't work for me when you say, you know, when you say that, or I don't appreciate it if you do, you know, it's like, I think we can definitely defend ourselves, but the point is to see it from a perspective of what do I need to do so that I'm not so bothered by the opinions of others or by the actions of others. It's what you were saying. That is, in effect, the law of allowing. It's like, why does this bother me when this person behaves in this way towards me? And what if I change that in my own mind so that I'm more neutral, so that they can do whatever they need to do? And it just is like, you know, water off a duck's back. It really just doesn't bother me anymore. To me, that's a much more empowering stance to take. Rather than going out in the world and trying to change the world so it doesn't affect you, being less affected by the world, and then everybody else gets to just be free to be who they are as they are, and we're much more content because we're not always suspicious or defensive or whatever. It's almost like you said, you can just really just allow everybody to be how they are. You can allow your, you know, your alcoholic uncle to get drunk and loud and offensive, and you can allow, you know, people to eat with their mouth full, and you know, and it's just sort of like really watching the inner judgment of why is this really bothering me? Why is this an issue for me? And what if I were to just, you know, start to release some of that energy around it? I think we become much more peaceful people. We become much more content. So it's an opportunity. I think the holidays are really an opportunity to get clear on what it is we want to work on within ourselves. And, you know,
absolutely.
I think...
And, go ahead. I was going to say, to dovetail on what you're saying, it's like, you know, not only is it an opportunity, but it's a perfect way to see, you know, are my buttons being pushed? Because if your buttons are being pushed, that's a place within yourself that still needs to be healed. Think about it. If your uncle was being obnoxious and it didn't bother you, then there's no buttons. But if your uncle is, you know, becoming obnoxious or doing whatever and it's pushing your buttons and you find that you're having some type of emotional reaction, there's something still within you that needs to be healed. And especially the stronger the response or reaction, so to speak, is, there's something there. And it's a really great way for you to, you know, it's like we always say on the show, your outer reality is a direct reflection of how you feel about yourself. So if something's going on with your uncle or your brother or your sister or whoever, and there's a strong reaction within you, there's a button that's being pushed, it's really a great opportunity for you to go within and discover and do some self-exploratory and just say, what's going on with me? And, you know, like Rebecca was saying, and truly, you know, maybe take a 5-minute break, go outside. And, you know, I remember, I thank God don't smoke anymore, but years ago when I did smoke, it was a really good excuse for me to kind of get away from the family and just kind of take a break. And we don't need to necessarily have to go take a smoke break. Maybe we just have to go take a peace break. And maybe that's going
to center.
Go ahead.
I think the goal is to come back to center. But, I mean,
yeah.
The analogy that we're using is, and I think so often we want to change the outer so that we'll feel different on the inner. And it would be the same thing as saying, I just put my hand on a hot stove, and now I really need the stove to get cooler. I really need the stove to get turned off. Well, that's one way to go about it. It's not quite as effective as just taking your hand off the stove and changing the inner. You know, it's like you do what you need to do instead of expecting the outer to be different. And so, but I think that takes a lot of awareness, and I think also it's really the focus is on, again, allowing others to be as they are and realizing that they don't control your inner world. They at times do, but that doesn't mean they have to. So it's really looking at where we've relinquished our power and mm-hmm. our perception on the world by assigning it to somebody else. So you Absolutely. Have the ability to really take me from my joy when you blah, blah, blah. Fill in the blanks. And so, and the truth is, we don't have to assign our power outside of us. They don't have the ability to do that if we choose not to. So, you know, if we choose not to allow them to. So let them do whatever they need to do. They can be offensive. They can be derogatory. They can, you know, be rude. And again, I always say that doesn't mean we can't get up and leave. I don't think it's really, speaks of great consciousness to sit there and allow somebody to beat you up emotionally, physically, spiritually. I think we can obviously get up and leave and choose to do something different, choose to place ourselves in a different situation. But the goal is that we are different within ourselves. We can do all those things peacefully, and we don't need to always be in a defensive place. So I think the holidays are just a wonderful time to practice staying so centered within ourselves and, you know, finding the place that we want to be, whether it's peace or joy or contentment or, you know, in a warm and fuzzy feeling. It's like, okay, whatever you want to, what you want to hold within yourself, go into your holidays holding that space and really watch when you're pulled away from that and know that you don't need to change the outer world in order to come back to that. You just need to make the conscious choice that, you know, I really choose to be in a peaceful place. I don't choose to be in an argumentative or defensive realm. So I know for a lot of families, politics or religion or whatever will come up at the table. Well, you have a choice. You can either get real angry and, you know, start arguing and, you know, go out there, or you can just choose to, you know, bring your focus of attention back within to a peaceful place. Or, like you said, Christy, you can make a conscious choice to get your cup of coffee and walk outside and, you know, be in your own world of peace and serenity, whatever it is you choose to have. So you can Absolutely. Take a walk. You can do a lot of things that, you know, one thing I always say to my clients before we enter the holidays, and it's just that time of year, what do you want to create? You know, what is it that you want for your holidays? Because I think most people get so excited, and then they also have a sense of dread. Like, I love the holidays, and oh, my God, I hate the holidays. So it's like, well, what do you want? What gets you excited about the holidays? And I think for most of us, it's like we want downtime. We want family time. We want togetherness. There's feelings that we really want. We want experiences like, you know, freedom and just, you know, fun and togetherness and warmth and, you know, whatever your experience is that you want, be very clear about that. It's like, what is it that you really want? Most of us don't want stress and burden and expectation, and yet that is what most of us end up feeling by January 2nd. We just feel absolutely beaten down. We feel so drained. Thank God the holidays are over. And it's because we've allowed ourselves to be programmed into all the expectations. You know, I have to get a gift for everybody. I have to, you know, get a dress for all of these holiday parties. I have to go to these parties. I have to, you know, there's all these expectations. And I really keep saying to people, you don't have to do any of that. It's your holiday season. What do you want to create in that, you know? And for me,
well, I want to just quickly, because you're touching on something that's huge, and I don't want to skim over that, because I was actually going to say that, but it really is your world, it's your holiday, and it's exactly what Rebecca is saying, is that, you know, putting out an intention is just huge. So not only just, I mean, really to become a deliberate creator, it's like almost becoming, you know, every moment, every, Abraham Hicks talks about this process, it's segment intending, intending for the different segments of your day. And you can do an overall intention of what you want your, I mean, you hear amazing creators, and it's amazing. People start intending for things, and things start happening. It's like, wow, I really am an amazing creator. You can decide what it is you want, and three really empowering questions to ask yourself, whether it's for the holidays or what you want with your career or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever it is you know, what do I want, and why do I want it? And once you start getting in the why, you start thinking about why I want this peace, why I want to be happy during the holidays, you start getting in that feeling place, and that's literally when the universe starts going into action to start creating those situations and examples. And then, you know, getting into that feeling place, allowing yourself to stay in that feeling place. And it's pretty amazing that the people that will not be in that vibrational place with you, oops, sorry, your uncle doesn't feel well today, or he decided to go over to his other side of the family. So just, you know, those people, if they can't play in that realm, they seem to, like, not be able to make it to dinner, or all of a sudden they just are able to kind of step into that higher self, and the night and the evening and the weekend or whatever it is goes really, really well. But especially if it's something that you're having a weekend, you know, really doing segment intendings. When you wake up in the morning, you know, when you're laying in bed, say, okay, what do I want this next, you know, part of my day? I'm going to go down and have some breakfast with mom and dad or whatever. How would I like this morning to go? What would I like this breakfast experience to be like? And why do I want this? You know, what is it that I truly want? Well, I don't want connection. I want to feel like I'm heard. I want to hear, feel like I'm understood. And, you know, and then really putting yourself in that feeling place of, you know, understanding yourself and hearing yourself and connecting with yourself, connecting with your spirit. And then after the breakfast is over, you're moving into a different segment. Maybe you're doing the dishes, you know. What do you want from that moment? And then maybe you all are going to go shopping or, you know, do something or sit around and watch the football game or whatever it is. But each moment, each different segment that you're starting, it's asking yourself those questions. What do I want? Why do I want it? And how do I want to feel? And then it's up to you as a deliberate creator to really get in that feeling place, because it truly is from that sense of feeling that you're going to create it. You're not going to create it by having your mom, you know, change in order to then make you happy. You have everything within you to make yourself happy and to create that peace, to create whatever emotion you're wanting to feel, just that sense of joy. I mean, it really is amazing how if you connect with your joy and allow your joy, it happens. And I think that's the biggest problem for most people, is not that they, you know, they can't. It's just that they don't allow themselves to feel joy. Our joy is always within us. And I hear from so many of my coaching clients, and Rebecca, I know you hear this from your therapy clients, that, you know, I don't know what it is to feel joy. I've forgotten. But there is a part of us that does know what it feels like to feel joy, and there's just a part of us that has been conditioned away from that and doesn't allow ourselves to feel that. And it really isn't about how, you know, Uncle Harold or whatever, it, you know, acts or responds, or if he gets drunk or if he shows up or not. It really isn't about that. It's not about how many Christmas cards you send out, or how many decorations you have on your tree, or how many, you know, sales you went to on Black Friday. I mean, it just doesn't matter any of those. Those aren't the things that are going to give you that sense of peace.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, when people have lost their joy...
Rebecca,
I
can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me, Christy?
No. You're...
Hello?
Oh. I hear you, but you're very faint like you were before.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'll try to
talk louder, but
it's not a matter of you talking louder. We can barely hear you. You have to call back in or have Don call you back in or something, because I can't hear you at all.
Okay. All right. Well, then has that been going on the
whole
time?
I can't hear you at all.
Okay.
So.
I'll have Don.
Oh, wait. There you are.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened.
I don't know where you went, but there you are. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So if there's any callers out there that wants to you know, call in and talk to us and maybe get some free advice, go ahead and use station number 2 and go ahead and call on in. We'd be happy to talk to you about any law of attraction or law of allowing or, you know, any of those laws.
I think the biggest thing that helps people is getting very clear on your intention. So as you're moving into the holidays, you know, and you think about just the first holiday that's coming up, which is Thanksgiving, it's just 2 days away, what is it that you want to create for yourself and for your family? There is a feeling there. There's an intention there. And, you know, and I think if we approach that situation with the intention that, you know, I really want to be a channel of love, or I really just want to spread peace and joy throughout my family. Or, you know, you just get really clear. It's like, I just want us to all feel very connected, and I just want love to prevail in this at this dinner table. You know, if you get very clear about what it is that would feed you and that you want to offer to your family, then the resistance falls away. All of those things about, you know, what you're afraid that are going to be done unto you and who's going to speak ill of you, it's like if they sort of go into the background, they recede into the background, and the thought that I really just want to be a channel of love, or I really just want to be, you know, an inspiration, or I really want to just bring peace to this table and to this family and into this home, that prevails, and that's what, it's almost like our focus and our attention stays there. So another thing, you know, a thought for me that I've had throughout the years is, you know, I really, you know, clarity through contrast, I really start by saying what I don't want. I don't want the hustle and bustle. I don't want to feel stressed. I don't want to feel like put upon. You know, most of us feel like we have to have the pie and the dressing and all this other stuff. And it's like, you know what? It's going to take me from what I do want. And what I really do want is simplicity. I just want to be with my family. I just want to, you know, share laughter and joy. And if I'm in the kitchen dressing a turkey or, you know, slaving over the stove, that's going to take me away from what I really desire. So I think, you know, for me, you know, things like just simplicity, time with my family, hanging around, laughing, playing games, just, you know, being still, being, you know, reading a book. All of these things are the things that are very important to me. So with that in mind, the decisions on what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do them become very clear. You know, I was laughing with my kids because we had a couple Thanksgivings out on the road, and they were just, I mean, you talk about opening a can of cranberries and call it Thanksgiving, you know, but it was so perfect because they were some of our favorite Thanksgivings because there was no hoopla, there was no huge effort involved. It was really very simple and sweet, and there was more time for us to all just love each other and hang out without the stress. So, you know, what I really took away from those moments was it's so important to figure out what you do want and then move towards that, and everything will fall into place. Yeah.
Perfect.
It is really
that simple. It is just amazing when you get in that place of, I'll tell you something that amazing that happened. It's just something simple, but it just really is amazing how powerful we are as creators and when we intend for something, how it happens. I got back into town on Friday from being gone for 3 days, and my husband wanted to have, he plays poker every night with the guys, and every Friday night he leaves at 9 o'clock and he doesn't get home until 3 in the morning. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he functions, because then he gets up in the morning on Saturdays and goes to work for a couple hours and has a meeting with his business partners. And I am always just dead tired, and I'm in bed at the latest by 12. And he comes in and I'm like, hi, you know, kind of thing. Well, he was really, because we moved into our new house, he was really looking forward to, you know, having poker over at our house this time. And I was thinking, God, I mean, I'm driving from the airport over to go see him at his office. And I thought, you know, I just really would love for them, the guys, to go literally play poker somewhere else. I don't know, because these guys are loud. And even though they're going to be in the basement, I know it's going to keep me up. And I just really would just love to have a night to myself where it's like, I just could be by myself. I could watch what I want to watch. If I want to take a bubble bath, it's my time. I haven't been home in a few days. You know, literally walked into his office, and his business partner said, all the guys are fighting over whose house they want to have it at, but we're not going to have it at your house tonight. And I was like, you know, just like something as simple as that. It's like just intending for what you want. You realize how super powerful you are in your intentions. And so when you can just intend for, you know, a peaceful holiday and what you really want to feel like Rebecca and I have been talking about, it really is amazing how the universe just totally, you know, co-creates with you. And literally the universe wants for you what you want for yourself. And it's just a matter of you getting in a vibrational alignment with it and allowing it.
Yeah, and I think being very focused on what you want.
As Abraham Hicks says, it's easy to create a button as it is to create a castle.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to be able to create peace in your day, to be able to create everybody getting along well, to be able to have a happy holiday, it really is just as simple as that and allowing yourself to do it.
So it's being more focused on what you want rather than what you're resisting.
I've lost you again, Rebecca.
Oh, I don't know what's going on, Christy. Hello?
Did you change places or something? Because I can't hear you.
Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm not moving.
You're totally gone.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyways, I don't know where Rebecca's gone. But, I think, you know, today we're just because it's the holiday season and everybody's running around and doing stuff, and, you know, it's just a really good time to maybe do an exercise, and that really is that clarity through contrast that Rebecca had mentioned. And if you're not sure what you want, a really good way to get clear on what you want is asking yourself what you don't want. And what I do a lot with my coaching clients is, you know, what upsets you? I mean, whether it's creating a new partner, creating a career, creating a relationship with money, you know, whatever it is, asking yourself, what is it that I don't want? Because out of that, what I don't want really can give you a lot of clarity about what you do want. And once you have that clarity about what you do want, that's when you can then intend for it and really get into that feeling place and allow that to happen. So, for example, you know, if you are, say, wanting a new relationship and your previous partner was obsessive or maybe controlling, you know, so that's something that you definitely don't want, and you're very clear that you don't want, and that you don't want that in another partner. What is it that you do want? And you basically would just cancel out what it is you don't want and figure out what you do want. So asking yourself, what is it that I do want? Well, I don't want someone that's more flexible, that allows me to be free, you know, those type of things. You then gain more clarity. So, hello, Rebecca? I think I've completely lost her. So I'm going to sign off for today, and I'm just going to thank everybody for listening to the call. Unless you have any questions or anybody wants to call in, this is Christy Whitman and Rebecca Grotto with Divine Manifesting, and I just want to wish you all a very wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you again next week. Thanks so much. Bye.
Some people measure things like diamond rings. They look at all the things you have like a photograph. So if I had to make a choice, I would use my voice. Tell the world that I'm fulfilled, and it's God's will to tell you why I'm singing.
Monday,
Sunday, any day will do. And let it rain down on you.
Show them how
you live. How do you live?
Where
did you give?
World to see.
And if he finds the time to ask you, tell him I'm
just being me.
Nobody is flawless. Mistakes happen every day. Just ask him for forgiveness, and he forgives us right away. Wish I knew when I was young where he was coming from. Saved myself all the hurt and pain. Respected his name. Stopped living life in vain.
Monday,
Sunday, any other day will do. Yeah.
Let it rain down on you.
Whole world to see. Tell him I. Same for you, just let him know that he's the only one. And you should know by now his arms are open, loving everyone. 'Cause he's the Son.